Blog Talk Radio.
American Radio Show, and now a worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new. And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, TV show as well. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is on YouTube, the Lizzie T Show, and like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/ Lizzie T Radio, and Instagram and Twitter, the Lizzie T Show. So we are on social media all over the place, and which is good because unfortunately, without social media nowadays, without the powers of the internet, fortunately and unfortunately, it's a kind of two-edged sword. We cannot promote our books because the old methods that we had in the past are kind of sort of, going extinct in a sense. I mean, yes, you can do it if you're an established author, but when you are a new author and have one, two books, or maybe just a brand new book, or if you were a singer-songwriter, or if you are a coach, or if you are a musician, that takes a little bit of work at the beginning until you get your name established. And I'm here. I'm here to help you out. I'm here to promote you. That is the theme of the show, as you heard today. Tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. So we work with some of those questions, and we have an amazing show, and we will will not disappoint you today. Why? Because I have an amazing guest with us today talking about a very, very important subject, which is, you know, as my favorites, a lot of you know that I do believe in God, and I do trust that God has a, you know, his people working out there to bring up different subjects, and I'm here to promote that. And thanks to freedom of speech in Canada, we're able to do, and Canada and the U.S., because this show is worldwide. Note that if you have just logged in and we are on a regular time, if you would like to speak to us, the number to call us, 343-870-4055. Again, very slow, 373-870-4055. Our Facebook is open. If you do not like to be with us live, which is okay, and not everybody is comfortable being on a live show, we could take questions on your on our Facebook. Or comment, Facebook.com/ Lizzie T Radio, L-I-Z or Z, as we say it in Canada, radio.com. And I would love to have your comments and questions. And right after the half an hour that we do spare for our amazing guests, give it or take 20, 25 minutes, the show will continue with our musical section. So if you are a singer-songwriter, you would like to have your music played here, send us your MP3 at va@lizzyt.com. VA for virtual assistant, because I can't do it all myself, va@lizzyt.com. And we will listen to the songs. Reason being is because we do get some MP3, some songs that unfortunately that are not appropriate to the show. We do not mind playing your rap, your gospel, my favorite, jazz, and reggae. And, you know, the genre is basically very, very wide. It's just just, you know, we just want to keep it clean because this show, it is definitely people that are interested about, you know, very, and children listen to it as well. So kids to the show as well, when we have, especially when we have kids, yes, on the show. And I think my housekeeping is pretty much done. I just want to check a couple of pointers and usually my theme music started playing, yes, and that means I need to move on. I would like to extend my huge thanks to my sponsor. Thank you so much, Natasha Bridge-Mahan, for sponsoring the show. For you that are listening in the Toronto, in Canada area, if you are looking for promoting or expanding, rather, your retirement plan, contact Natasha Bridge-Mahan. We will have the commercial right after the interview for you to contact the 1-800 number and all so forth. And if you are interested in saving for your kids' education, Natasha can definitely help you with that as well. Okay, so today, everyone, again, the number to call, I just want to make sure that you do participate. I know it's a beautiful day outside. I can see from our studio, we are on the 18th floor of our building, and we can see beautiful sunset and sun. It's about 6:30, so it is still, you know, very, very hot out there. I hope you are enjoying. I know that our friends from Asia is getting quite a bit of rain. We did get a couple of emails. So keep sending those emails, you know, or even comments on Instagram saying, hey, Lizzie, say hi. It is raining here because I do talk a little bit about the weather, but I try not to deviate from our subject. Okay. Daniel Hansen is the author that we have today. The book is called Books, God's Feminist Movement. And I know you're going to be, because I have promoted for a couple of days now, maybe a week, as soon as I got in contact, they sent me the information for Daniel that, you know, it's a strong subject. But we will ask what is the rationale behind the title. But I think we have a lot to talk about today, so let's not waste time. Let's welcome to the show Daniel Hansen with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, Daniel, to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
Surviving the heat.
You are definitely doing that as well. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Okay, so you are getting what we're getting here. I'm not too comfortable with Fahrenheit. We do Celsius here, and it feels definitely like 35, and it's very, very hot, very hot. But I hope you're keeping cool. It's in the studio is nice and warm today. I mean, cool. So lots of AC. So let's get started, Daniel. This is your second book. I've been Googling your name, and I see that you had another book previous to this. And can you tell us a little bit, for the listeners that are listening to us all over the world, this show is worldwide. We have over 42 countries listening to us. So not now, later on, because this show is recorded. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Is Daniel married? Is Daniel has kids? Can you share with us a little bit about your life?
I have been married, and I do have one son. He'll be 35 in November.
Awesome, awesome. So any grandkids yet?
No, I don't believe I ever will.
Okay. Well, you can definitely adopt, but there's a lot of kids out there that are looking for a father figure. But we do. I don't know if you in the States you have big brother, big...
I really don't know.
Yeah, they're a very good program. So the book, I can tell you are always a writer. This is the second book. And this book is called God's Feminist Movement. Can you tell us a little bit why this book, why the title, what inspired you to write this book?
Actually, I never set out to become an author. I was thinking about my niece one time, and the Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verses 8 and 9, and I desired to give her a silver palace for inspiration. And I realized that nobody was making them, so I was going to have to do it. And as time went along, and I wouldn't call it a burden, but God placed things on my heart, and scripture showed up, and I began to write things down and put them together, and I soon realized that I've got a little book, and I'm now at my, published my third edition of God's Feminist Movement this March in paperback. One of the reasons for picking the title was because at the time the first edition went out, I heard a lot of women's, you know, on the radio and in life and in church would say that I'm a Christian and a feminist. So I kind of wanted to attract their attention, and I chose a catchy title.
So when you hear that expression, I'm a Christian and I'm a feminist, what comes to your mind? Because when I hear that comment, I know what comes to my mind and what we mean by it. And I assume that you did some research and you did speak to some sisters in the church and other Christian community, and they kind of gave you their version or what they meant by that. What was your conclusion?
You can't serve two masters. You'll love the one and hate the other. And I just don't feel that the worldly feminist is fulfilling God's plan for his women.
That is very interesting. That I've had two versions of that. Being a feminine means not taking abuse from a male or a person that will offend them or will mistreat them. And then I've heard the other side of it. I'm a feminist and I want to be more or equal. Most of the time it's more than a man. And in both situations, as a Christian, it's kind of contradictory. Because as a man and as a woman, we are serving a one God. We're not serving human beings. We're here to serve. And, you know, God said, Jesus came and said, love God with all your heart and soul and serve one another. So that's what we hear. And it's interesting that you brought that to the world's attention, that you wrote this book. And for the people that are listening to us all over the world and they haven't heard about your book, can you give us a little bit of a synopsis of what the book is all about?
Well, as I said, I started out trying to inspire my niece, and I feel that a lot of parents need some guidance on how to raise godly children. I mean, I've discussed this with a minister and his wife, and they both admitted that they could not have come up with this on their own. And the problem is I've watched a lot of young girls that I thought were going to turn out to be really great women fall by the wayside because they met the wrong man. And I think parents, some fathers are absent in their daughter's life, even though they're present, and they call that missing in action.
And I'm glad that you've actually brought this to your minister attention, because and the fact that he's saying I'm glad you came up with this and I wish I could have, obviously this feels like a guide for parents and for young girls to get an inspiration, to get a guidance how to go about being a Christian, a successful Christian. Now, you don't have to be feminist on the negative side. You could be a negative, you could be a feminist, but in the right way. And so you would call it, would you say that it's kind of like a guide for parents or more so for young Christian women?
A little of both. Mainly for younger children, I think I've tried to gear it so that parents would be able to discuss it with them. I have a chapter called Kitty Version that's for young, really young girls. And one thing that God has shown me is Proverbs 31:10 says, a virtuous woman who can find, for her price is far above rubies. And one thing I am not happy about the secular feminist movement is that they tend to try to depict women as being worth less than men. And to be honest, I'd challenge any of them to show me where in the Bible it says that a man can be even equal to rubies.
And
a ruby, when it's flawless, is worth more than a diamond.
Interesting, and I liked your approach. One of the verses that I always say, my mom, it is a very, oh my goodness, she is such a wise woman. And she always used to say, a wise wife would edify her home and a silly one will destroy it. And that's definitely from the word of the Lord. And I find that one thing that I like what you touch, it was how fathers, and I was, in my case, my father was very, very involved in my life, which I have got nothing to thank for. But there are a lot of parents. I talk to my kids. I have two ladies, and I talk to my girls, and I always ask them, are their fathers and mother both involved in their life? And 90% of the time, the response is no. What do you think that as a Christian father, the father is not comfortable, it's not finding ways for to be in their teenagers, on their girls' life? Why do you think that is? I find that it's so much more now than it used to be.
That's really hard to explain. I don't know if you'd want to put it down to ego or machoism, but I think the best thing that we can do is to be in children's lives. And in the book of Matthew 18:10 talks about how the angels of the little ones, how they always behold the face of God. In Luke 20, verses 34 to 36, it discusses how that when we get to heaven, we will become equal to the angels. We won't become angels, but I certainly hope that we're qualified to do their work, which is the reason why I write this, because this is my ministry to the little children.
That's
sure.
Beautiful. What is the response? I mean, I know that as soon as I put in the title of the book on my social media, I have already gotten some sort of apprehension or even people curious or what's up with that, inbox messages on my social media. What would you say that the majority of the response, obviously from the first look of the book, you might have some negativity, but once people read it, what would you say that the response has been from your audience?
It's mixed. Some people get the title right off, what it really means, and other people don't. You know, they've got a negative opinion of it. And to be honest, to judge it, you really need to read it. I mean, there's a lot in here. There's no fluff. You know, it's good scripture-based for people, for parents to raise children and for their marriage as well. You know, grown women can learn from this. As always I said, I heard a lot of Christian women say I'm a feminist and a Christian, but I just don't know how sometimes you can serve, you know, the worldly feminists and the way that they're turning women into men haters and men chasers. And so I think someone needs to step up and say something. And being a man, I try to make it clear that, you know, men value this as well.
And I think you're doing a great job. Just you're starting right from the beginning. You're writing this book. You're sharing your thoughts. And definitely, if it's inspired by God, obviously there is a purpose. And one thing that I always say, Daniel, is that if my show reaches one person in the world, I mean, we have over 10,000 listeners, but one word, one thing could give somebody hope, could give, you know, an inspiration, or perhaps they're listening to something that would break them or make them. My job is complete. I'm fulfilled, and I'm being used how God wants me to be used. And I believe the same thing with your book. If you have written something that is divinely inspired, that it could touch one family or one couple that is raising a young girl, you know, that it could be, again, make it or break it. That could definitely be a good thing, and I think that you're doing your part. You're doing your wonderful part. One thing I don't want to forget, Daniel, is for the listeners all over the world, how can we get a copy of this book?
Okay, as I said, paperback just came out in March, so I'm not sure if I'm in bookstores. I've sent out a bunch to Ireland, Australia, some to Canada, but basically just Google God's Feminist Movement by Daniel Hansen. It's in Barnes & Noble, Amazon. It's on Smashwords if you want ebook format. And there are a few others. They keep showing up. Once in a while they'll come in a new one.
Wonderful. And I will have everyone the link for the book on my social media. You will see it on Twitter. You will see it on Facebook. There will be a picture of me and a microphone and the cover of the book. I like how you made it kind of back in the old times, and very curious to find out how did you come up with this cover? Was it a publishing company that helped you out, or was it your idea? Just to kind of take it to the 18th century, how did that came about?
I had actually gone to a museum in New Jersey to learn about casting silver to make the Silver Palace. And this image is a picture of a painting called Monet's Garden. And I honestly forget the painter's name. But I had done a search on the internet and I found this. And I give a credit to the person who gave me the file that I use, but I chose it because it picks, you know, it's got two couples in it. It depicts a man and a woman together, and that's what we need to be, is together, not against each other.
Absolutely. That is so important. And a lot of, I think too, it has to do with a lot of women have gone through some sort of trauma, whether it's big in their life, like a rape or abuse, and some of them are just the media, they're bombarding women with being superior, and there's nothing like that. If you want to read the scripture, there is absolutely nothing like that, and I can guarantee you guys, God does not want us to be rivals to each other. He created women from men, and we're here to be at one, for those ones that are there, and I know you probably are not completely agreeing with you listeners, with me, and with my author. However, thanks to freedom of speech, that's how I think. I'm not saying that that is the right way to think. I'm saying that that is the way I think. I agree with the author, if you disagree, I respect that, and that's okay. We all here to value, and this is a wonderful book that you all need to get. And if you have a young daughter, or if you are a couple that perhaps there's things in your life as a Christian family that you think that you should review or look after, or even study a little bit more, probably this is a really good tool to help you out with this, and to make sure that you meditate. Obviously, the word is the book number one, but this is an extra little tool to help you out with whatever is it that you are going through right now. Yeah, and thanks to God, Daniel is being used as a wonderful, wonderful instrument. This book helps families, girls dating, marriages, divorce, virginity, feminism, and other pertinent topics. And how to go against cultural normal and promote promiscuity. One of the things that I am so tired, and you probably can agree with me, social media is posting videos of young girls, young as a 6-year-old, dancing as they were in a cabaret or one of those places that you know what they do for a living. And parents are even posting that. I mean, I'm not sure if those people have any fear of God, but I find it very, very, their promiscuity is so high nowadays in this world. And really, that's what the enemy wants, is just to have those girls lost. If there is no boundaries now at that age of 6-year-old, what's going to happen later on? Don't you agree with me, Daniel? I mean, I'm not sure if you were in social media watching those videos. Sometimes I just get so upset.
I actually try to stay off of the social media, and I actually don't have cable in my home for that particular reason. You know, I wrote God's Feminist Movement to inspire not just girls, but females to live a godly life and to learn a new value for themselves, as I've mentioned in Proverbs 31:10. And there's, you know, I've got a couple of chapters on that because there's a lot of scriptures in there that are pertinent. And, you know, honestly, if a husband would want a better wife, and I don't want to sound that to be a put-down, but I would suggest he buy one of these books and put it on the coffee table for his missus to read.
Love it. Love it. That is actually a very good technique. That's right, guys. We don't only have ladies listening to this show. So if you are out there or you're going to be listening later on, this is a very, very good Christmas gift, very good Mother's Day gift, very good birthday gift. Or just buy it and leave it on the coffee table for the missus to read. Love it. Love it. Daniel, I can't believe time is just flying by so quickly, and I want to thank you so much, and I want to thank God for using you as an instrument to bring forth such an important subject, especially in nowadays. We need books like this, and I thank God for him using you in such an amazing way. Any last word?
It's hard to describe God's feminist movement in a few words, but the niece that I had desired to give a silver palace to once asked me if I had any more for her, and I said, all that I have for you is in the book that I have given you. So I can't, overemphasize the importance of this and the fact that it was done in an act of love for inspiration.
Beautiful. And I'm sure she appreciates it. If not now, I know later on it's going to make a lot more sense. I want to thank you so much, Daniel, for being on the show. I want to thank you for sharing your book and sharing your expertise, especially sharing God's love through this book. Thank you so much, and make it a fantastic evening.
You too, and thanks for the opportunity.
My pleasure. And that was Daniel, everyone. Daniel Hansen, and with the book, God's Feminist Movement. Check it out. I have the links, everyone. Smashawords.com is the link where you can get the book. So I'll have it on my social media, Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio. Also on Twitter, we will be tweeting, and we will also be promoting this book throughout our month, because I think this is going to be worthwhile promoting throughout this month. So if you are looking for a gift, you guys, check it out, God's Feminist Movement by Daniel Hansen, and you can find it in pretty much everywhere, but Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Smashwords.com. We will continue on with a song. As you know, this is the next section of the show. And more than a given has to be a wonderful, wonderful song by Alvina. And the song is called Separate Ways. She's right here from Canada, and she submitted her MP3, and I'm so happy that she did it. Thank you so much, Alvina, and let's enjoy the song.
Even one more try. Surely I did have myself convinced that I could fix what already been broken for years. Gone out a better time, or maybe I should see a better way.
Right here from Toronto, and this song is Move Your Body.